The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So, out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank, so that I could have at least got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. So we come to that time of year again. Some are thinking Thanksgiving, some are thinking Christmas. I know the kids know when Thanksgiving starts. I'm counting the days until I get to have vacation. But it's not that time of year that I want to point out. We're coming to a new year, a new liturgical year. Well, of course, the deacon's going to bring up the new liturgical year. That's what I care about. That's my job. That's what I'm doing. It's more than that. We're coming to the end of this year, and all of our readings in our between our gospel and our second reading, they're all pointing to the second coming of Christ. They're pointing to a time when time will end. And that's exactly what we have St. Paul talking about in his letter today. He says, "Let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober." Are you prepared? We have preparations for everything. Many of you are preparing for Thanksgiving dinner. You have a lot to buy, a lot to do. You know, people are coming over, so you got to make sure the house is clean. I know that's always a big one in my family. But you have to be prepared. You have to be ready. Jesus is telling us the same thing. In his parable today, he says that the master granted talents to his servants. Now, that has a dual meaning for us in English. Talent. We all know what that is. We all have gifts, abilities, talents, skills that we can use. But it also has another meaning, a large sum of money. And that's what the Jewish people would have understood when Jesus was telling this parable. But it has 2 meanings in English, and that's a great thing, because it doesn't just mean that our gifts and our abilities that God has given to us, it also means all of our time and treasure as well. Being prepared, getting ready, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing here in church. We are preparing ourselves for when Christ returns. So we don't use our talents for ourselves. We don't squander them or waste them away for fear, but also for knowledge that we don't want to be like the one servant. Now, the amount of talents each are given is inconsequential. It doesn't matter. Jesus says here that it was given to them each according to his ability. God doesn't ask us to do something that is beyond our ability, ever. He only gives to us what we can handle. And if we can't handle it, he'll give us someone else to walk with, to be prepared, so that when he does return, we are not like the one who buried the talents, our time, our treasure, but rather like the one that received five and had made five more. That is what we're preparing for. We enter a season of Advent in 2 weeks, a season for preparedness, for preparing the way for the coming of Christ. We pray for that time when he came as a child, knowing that he has gone to the Father. We prepare now for the time when he calls us for the last time, when we take our last breath and we go to him, when he calls our name and he says, "What have you done with the talents I gave you?" And I pray that we all can say, "Lord, here's what you gave me, and here is double in return." And so when we hear that, we can hear Christ say to us, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I give you great responsibilities. Come and share in your master's joy."